Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
Who's going to Baltimore? You road tripping for Monday Night Football, 248-539-9797. Gator, what is it about Baltimore that you love so much?
The Inner Harbor area, there's just so much to do. There's so many bars and restaurants. And the time that I went through, it's now forever ago. It may have been like 1996.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit after. I forget when it was. But it was awesome. And I went to Camden Yards. We were able to walk from the hotel to Camden Yards, walk from the hotel to the Inner Harbor, go wherever you wanted to. You could take, you know, a shuttle or a ferry to go to where you wanted to go, over Fells Point. There's just so much to do, and it was in the summertime too, so it was just great weather. Really enjoyed it.
Do you know if the football stadium's down near the baseball, like the Inner Harbor area?
I think it's closer, but I don't know if it's necessarily close to the water.
Okay. It looks like it kind of is. Now that I brought it up here. Because the Inner Harbor, as I'm looking at that, is, what, four blocks away from Camden Yards? Might be a little slightly further to M&T Bank Stadium. But, yeah, that looks walkable to me. I mean, everything looks walkable to me. I like walking, but so do you. So I'm intrigued at how many Lions fans are going to be there. Because we've represented extraordinarily well on the road. Like, it's really fun to see.
Mm-hmm.
The only Lions road trip I think I've ever made is Chicago, which feels like I should get out and see them more on the road. But how many times have you seen the Lions on the road?
I believe none times.
You've never seen them on the road?
Not that I can think of.
I know you're a regular at every home game, but
correct.
And is this, would you put this in the, yeah, it's okay to drive. Is that too far for you to even consider driving? Because it's fine with me.
I was going to say, was it 11 hours?
Yeah, 9, 10, something like that.
I mean, yeah, you can do it. I've driven to, when we went to Baltimore, I think flying. Actually, I think I flew in for that one. I was going to say, if it added to another weekend where I drove into New Jersey, but that was a different time. But yeah, it's, you can do it. I don't know if I'd want to.
Okay, 8 hours and 6 minutes.
Oh, well, that's even easier than I thought.
Yep.
Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah. I've done the drive to D.C. a bunch. My son used to live there. And the Maryland road trip, I've done a whole bunch. So 248-539-9797. Jason in Shelby Township, you're on 97.1. Hi, Jason.
Hey, how you guys doing? Good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon.
I'm on my way to pick up a few buddies. We're doing the road trip, man. I got some tickets. We're going to be sitting in the end zone. I've never been to Baltimore, so is there any suggestions, like bars, anything food-wise we should check out? But I'm excited to go, though.
I mean, they're known for crab cakes out there. You know, the crab
cakes and football.
Yeah.
So what we do.
Crab cakes. That's good. No, I mean, we're excited. I mean, I hope we don't get blown out like we did last time. I think it's going to be closer than that. I'm going to go 32-14 Lions. But
whoa.
So it is a blowout.
Well, I mean, in our favor, I don't want to see a blowout against, yeah. You know. But that's it. Is there any good beers out there or anything? Or
I'm sure there are. I mean, like I said, it's been forever since I've been out there.
He was there in 96. Time. I've never been. I have been to Baltimore. I went to Baltimore back when the Orioles played at Memorial Stadium.
Wow. Long time ago.
Okay.
So I can't help you. Maybe we can get some Baltimore Anybody with intimate Baltimore knowledge can tell Jason and his crew where to hang out near the stadium. 248-539-9797.
I appreciate it, guys.
Yep. Thank you, Jason.
It's always Google.
Yes, there is always the internet. Clarence, you're next. What's up, Clarence?
Hey, how you doing, sir?
We're good.
I just feel the Lions' weakest link is Terrell Arnold, because every team go right at him every game. Every game.
Okay.
I just hope they make some adjustments.
Okay, you want them to do what with Terrell Arnold?
I want the team to make some adjustments. I mean, I just think they need to find somebody who can replace him, because he's just not it.
Well, it's early in his second season, and I think people have incredibly high expectations for cornerbacks. This is a tough league to do that job. I think he's far from defined as to what he's going to be. I'm not giving up on Terrell Arnold just yet. You are, though?
I just seen last year, he was the weakest link on defense.
Well, I wouldn't say all last year. He committed a bunch of penalties early, and then he got better as the year went on. Look, he was a rookie playing more man snaps than any other player in the NFL. No crap. He struggled at times. But I actually, am I crazy to think that Terrell Arnold might actually be pretty good when it's all said and done?
I don't think you're crazy. I think he's got some stuff to work on, and I think some of this stuff might just be communication, like it was in the first game. It looked like people were all over the place on both sides of the ball, and they tightened some things up. But the game against the Bears, they were still able to throw on him. And it wasn't just him. It was other defensive backs, too. But it did stand out a little bit on a couple of plays. And he's going to have his work cut out for him. Zay Flowers, DeAndre Hopkins, those are really good wide receivers.
Indeed, they are. 248-539-9797. Anybody road tripping to Baltimore? It is the Carson Anderson Program. Anybody road tripping to Nebraska? Anybody road tripping to USC? Let's hear it. You heading out there?
Road tripping or just flying?
Well, whatever.
Traveling.
Road trip in the general,
yes.
in a general sense. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1, The Ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.